It's Talk with a Purpose, Saturdays 9 till noon, WPG, Talk Radio 95.5. Seth Grossman has a lot to say, Seth with Liberty and Prosperity, and he's on with us now. Good morning, Seth.
Good morning, and a lot of stuff on libertyandprosperity.com, and I guess I'll begin, because you started it, by getting myself in trouble with my members, by telling you that there's a whole different world out there, and I do agree that I'd say 80 to 90% of our Liberty and Prosperity members support Trump. And, you know, then there's me and about maybe 10 or 20% who think DeSantis is a better option. But what I do want to say is that it's not at all clear. It's going to be Trump and Biden. And if you would go on Twitter, one thing I've noticed, when you see like the insiders, the most active people chattering on Twitter, what you see is what's on Twitter right now ends up being the mainstream news 3 or 4 weeks later. So the story that that is really out there on Twitter is that the Democrats are fed up with Biden and are going out of their way to make sure he's not the nominee. In fact, the idea that suddenly the investigations against Hunter Biden and kickbacks to Biden are being taken seriously is because the Democrats want to make sure that Biden is gone in a year. And in the Trump versus DeSantis race, you know, Trump did some stuff during the past week or two that has really not been in the news, but is really engaging the people who are most active in politics. Just in the last week, Trump opposed DeSantis for supporting the boycott of Bud Light. Turns out that boycott was very successful, and the Anheuser-Busch director of marketing got fired yesterday. And it's just showing that there's an important culture war going on and that Republicans have to fight it. And I think 65% of Americans supported that boycott against Bud Light because it was endorsing that you know, the transgender lifestyle at a time when you had a transgender violence going on that murdered six people at a Christian school. Also, Trump opposed DeSantis for revoking the special privileges against Disney when Disney attacked Republicans in Florida. DeSantis was popular for that. But what happened just 2 days ago, Trump went on one of his Truth Social rampages where he said that DeSantis was a bad governor on Florida, and he said that Florida is a horrible state and a bad place to retire. So Trump has been saying these things that, among activists, people who are paying attention, that may come back to hurt him. So we'll find out. But I don't think it's a done deal yet. And a year is a long time in politics.
Yes, so it is. Yeah.
Now that I got myself in trouble with my own group, the real issue. And of course, this is Saturday. It will be rebroadcast. The program rebroadcast Sunday. But today, Saturday, there's a big fundraiser for Defend Brigantine Beach. That's going to be at the VFW post from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock. The tickets are $25 at the door, and that's being used to sort of fund a truth campaign about how horrible the wind turbines are and how they've got to be stopped. And you know, I just urge everyone, if it's a Saturday, I will certainly be there, and a lot of our Liberty and Prosperity people will be there in Brigantine at that VFW post Saturday from 1 to 5. And, you know, there are many arguments against the wind turbines, but we just posted something on libertyandprosperity.com in response to the lies that Orsted has been going around saying these things during the past couple of weeks. So here's the 8 undisputed facts about wind turbines. Wind energy is too weak to power a modern society. If you don't believe me, you know, just look at how a tiny little sailboat engine could push the boat faster than the huge sails. If you want to have wind turbines, you need like to cover half the state of Rhode Island to have enough wind turbines to power a state. that could be done by just one nuclear power plant. Number two, the wind turbines are unreliable. The wind blows, it doesn't blow, and you need to duplicate it. The other thing about wind energy is that, and I didn't even know this until a couple of days ago. We talk about the wind blows and it stops, it starts. But even when the wind changes speed, if the wind changes from 24 miles an hour to half, to 14 miles an hour, you would think that the power would get cut by half. But the people who study this say, it goes exponentially. So when the wind speed drops in half, it loses 90% of its power, which means that you have the more wind energy you have in the grid, it makes it more unstable. And that's why as soon as wind energy or solar energy gets to be up to 20 or 30% of the total power in the grid, you have these collapses, which of course is why they're pushing the smart meters so they could instantly shut off your electricity. So here, I don't want to bore everybody with all the science there, but it's on libertyandprosperity.com. But the bottom line is yesterday, everybody in the Summers Point, Mays Landing area and South Jersey heard this big explosion because they blew up the power plant at Beasley's Point. So now you have people demanding more electricity for cars, electric cars, at a time when we're blowing up our most reliable power plants. We're not replacing them with nuclear plants or something that could produce more. We're replacing them with these wind turbines, which just do not work. And you're setting yourself up for a catastrophe. So with that going on, I thought it was very interesting as I was driving through Margate on my way to get to the meeting in Summers Point for Liberty and Prosperity, because we meet every Saturday morning, 9:30 to 10:30. Jeff Van Drew has signs, support Jeff Van Drew, stop the wind turbines. So Jeff Van Drew is a Republican who is doing what Republicans should be doing, being a party in opposition to stop this craziness that's coming from Governor Murphy, the Democrats, and come from President Biden with his $500 billion Green New Deal, which they renamed the Anti-Inflation Act. But it's only Jeff Van Drew doing this. And it's also Michael Testa. But the rest of the Republican Party is not an opposition party. They're letting this go through, and that's got to come to an end. So that's the energy issue. And then there's a few other things going on.
Yes, that's true. Just a few.
I just want to touch on a couple of things. So one of the big crises that we're having here in New Jersey, the cost of health insurance is just unsustainable. People can't afford it. And even more important, the local governments can't afford health insurance for the government employees. So you're getting these big tax hikes for state, county, local government to pay for this health insurance. And why is everything so expensive? And I think I got a little clue. I'm 74 years old. I'm getting Medicare Part D, and because of all this aggravation, my doctor said my blood pressure is getting a little high. So he gave me a generic drug, and last month I bought a 3-month supply for $4.10, and the insurance didn't cover it. But today I got this statement from my insurance company, 6 pages in 8 different languages, explaining why the insurance company is not paying $4.10. So think of all the paperwork. And because you and I are baby boomers, we remember a time when if you had medication that would cost like less than $5, you reached in your pocket, you paid it, and there was no paperwork for insurance.
Right.
Because at that time, we had this idea that insurance, the whole idea of insurance is you don't expect to ever collect on it. You buy fire insurance, and you never expect to have your house burned down. You buy car insurance because you never expect to have an accident. You only collect on your insurance in a very rare case when something goes wrong. But somehow Americans have been brainwashed into thinking that health insurance is you pay $1,500 or $1,800 a month, and you know, every time you get a $4 pill, you know, somebody else is going to pay for it. Well, I mean, it's inefficient, and anyone knows this. I mean, if you ever got your car banged up and you go to the body shop to get it fixed, what's the first thing the body shop guy says? He says, you say, how much is it going to be? And he says, the question is, well, do you have insurance? Well, how should that affect what it is? But of course,
it does.
You go to a body shop.
Yeah.
If you pay me $50, if you pay, I'll fix it right now. If it goes to the insurance, I'll bill them for $600, and I'll also get you this and that and the other thing. So, you know, there's so many ways that when you have somebody else paying for something, it's always more expensive. And of course, the dirty little secret about health insurance is, you know, the millions and millions of illegal immigrants coming through the border, they all get free health care. And if you don't believe me, just go in any hospital where there's a big sign that says you in Spanish and English, you cannot be denied health care. It's free. Well, it's not free because they pad the bill for everybody who has regular insurance. So, you know, so that's something we have to deal with. And it's not sustainable. It's going to collapse. And one more thing that that came up, which people are, it's not in the news and people are not paying attention to, but, and that goes to BlackRock and social justice ruining every corporation in America and making every corporation woke, like what we saw with Bud Light and Anheuser-Busch. So I own stock in ExxonMobil, and every corporation is run by shareholders, and every shareholder gets one vote for each share of stock. So ExxonMobil is having its annual shareholder meeting next month, and I got my little proxy statement, and there are 13 proposals that are going to come up at the shareholder meeting that would make ExxonMobil woke and broke. And of course, I'm concerned about that because my retirement money is tied up in investments like ExxonMobil. Now, this, if the shareholder measures passed, it would require ExxonMobil, which is an oil company that makes money selling oil and gasoline to people who need it, it would basically force ExxonMobil to put itself out of business. It would wipe out my investment by having ExxonMobil stop oil and gas production and instead spend money on wind turbines and solar panels that don't work, and equity, diversity, and all these social justice programs. So on the statement from ExxonMobil, it's saying, please vote against these measures because it's going to put us out of business and it's going to ruin your investment. But the thing is, so I have you know, a couple of hundred shares, so my 100 shares are not going to make a difference. But whose vote is going to make a difference? It's going to be BlackRock. BlackRock is an investment company that owns, you know, billions of dollars of investments in all these big corporations, because everybody's pension fund is in it, the county pension fund, the state pension fund. You give this money to BlackRock, and BlackRock is using your retirement money, your pension money, your government money to vote for things that are destroying this country by making our corporations woke one by one. So I thought that's something worth mentioning, because you won't read about this in any newspaper or anywhere, but you just see it when it happens to you, and it's a problem.
It sure is. It sure is, and I'm glad you brought that out. What else is going on? Do you have anything else?
Well, I mean, how depressed could I get your listeners on a Saturday morning? but there is an interesting, I guess, urgency to liberty and prosperity and our entire generation, because people are starting to write about the disintegration of our country. And we talked about it about, you know, a couple of weeks ago, that about you know, only a small amount of Americans believe in family, believe in country, believe in the basic values of work to keep our country going. So it's depressing that most of Americans don't believe in those values that made our country great anymore. But it gets even more depressing when you realize that most of the people who still have the basic values that make America great are our baby boom generation, people born in the 1940s and 1950s, who are rapidly dying out. And people are starting to be concerned that when our generation passes on, what will happen to America? And we're not talking about what's going to happen to America in 20, 30 years from now. We're talking about 5 to 10 years from now. And so there's an urgency, really, for people our age, through Liberty and Prosperity, to not only get active in our group, but talk to your children, your grandchildren, your nieces and nephews about why these values are so important. And so, you know, that's what we do every Saturday morning in libertyandprosperity.com. And we can't do it by ourselves. So if you go to our website and you see something you like, please share it. Please hit the Facebook button, the Twitter button. You know, please forward our emails. Please get involved. Please donate money so I could get to be the first, you know, because of our sponsorship of radio programs, we get to call in first on the John Tomasi program.
Right.
But we need your support. We can't do it by ourselves. And I guess the final point is the national debt. Right now, there's a crisis in Washington where over the debt ceiling, and the Republicans are saying we need spending cuts, and the Democrats are saying, oh no, we need more money to transform America and to have social justice. But the bottom line that I know as a lawyer doing many consumer bankruptcy cases, it's not possible for any family or business or any organization to pay off debt when your debt is 8 times more than your yearly income. You can't have any family with that's making $30,000 a year pay off $240,000 in credit cards. Sooner or later, we're going to have to say this debt is not going to be paid back. And we have to say, well, how are we going to do it? Are we going to do it by inflation? By making everybody's dollar worth only 10% of what it used to be, or will we be honestly, as the baby boom generation say, look, our generation created this mess, and we owe it to our kids to fix it. It's just not right for us to just pass on and leave our kids stuck with this mess. So those are the issues that we have to deal with. And again, we do issues that nobody else wants to pay attention to, but they're important. So that's libertyandprosperity.com, and there's a meeting going on at 9:30 Saturday at the Sal's Cafe, and I'm actually going to be there on time.
How about that? It's another miracle, Seth.
Yeah. Have a great program.
Okay, thanks. Seth Grossman, Liberty and Prosperity. LibertyandProsperity.com is the website, and the meeting starts at 9:30 every Saturday, 9:30 to 10:30. Sal's Coal Fire Pizza, Groveland Avenue in Summers Point. I'm John DeMasi. It's Talk with a Purpose. Saturdays, 9 till noon, WPG Talk Radio 95.5.